Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Failing better, right here, right now. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Sean McLaughlin.
I'm Johnny Pelham.
And we're having a great time here. We're having a great time. We had a little chat before we started recording. We talked about how we have some new reviews, which is very nice. And feel free to give us another one. Do you know who gave us a review on iTunes, actually?
I do not. Who did?
His name is KH Pandas.
Pandas, we love Pandas as a patron, who we love.
I think, are you allowed to have a favourite Patreon? I don't know if you're allowed to have a favourite, but if we do, it's probably him. Right, or her, I don't know.
That's a gauntlet thrown down to all of her patrons. I think really we just like him because he just loves pandas. We don't know why he loves pandas.
One assumes that he loves it. I have not signed into iTunes for well over 7 years, but the constant barrage of asking for 5-star reviews has convinced me.
Thank you, Pandas.
Thank you so much, Pandas. Also, we got one a few weeks ago as well saying, feel compelled to leave a 5-star review thanks to the subtle mentions each show. Now, look, I don't appreciate that sort of lip. If this is your first time listening, though, you have to give us a 5-star review or what the fuck are you doing with your life?
It is a barrage. I feel like you're a lot more... Because you want this podcast to be successful. And so you really push it. Whereas I'm a lot more... laid back, I think, and I like them to come to me. I play hard to get.
Yeah, I guess that's the bottom line is I'm probably too eager.
And I'm like a tease at a bar, but then quite an unappealing tease. Like, it's not like I'm not sort of coquettishly sort of winking at them. I'm just sort of looking a bit sort of just, I'm looking like a divorced dad at the
bar. I suppose, to be honest, I don't mind either way. It's just I know how many people listen to this podcast and I know how many ratings and reviews we've had and they don't add up. And if you've been listening to this, we've been doing this for almost a year, this podcast, you obviously think it's 5-star show or you wouldn't still listen. So just give us a 5-star rating and help us out. That's all I'm saying.
I think this is a wonderful insight into Sean McLaughlin's right, internal monologue at 11 p.m. every night. Why the fuck are they not giving us?
Well, unless we're getting a lot of hate listens, which I'm not against. But if we're getting hate listens, then you should give us 5-star reviews as well.
But why? Because they hate it. But maybe they should give us 1-star reviews. But asterisk, do not give us 1-star reviews. If Sean would die,
one of you gives us a 1-star review. Not only am I ending this podcast, I'm killing myself and possibly someone around me.
That's good. I'm in Manchester, you're in London, so I'm pretty safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're pretty safe.
Woo! I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you very much anyway. New subscribers, new Patreons this week. Always a pleasure. And new reviews. I mean, that's how we want to start every podcast, in a positive light. Right, Johnny?
I think so. I think it's good that we've gone from a positive thing to talk of Sean killing someone and himself within 3 minutes. I think that's really when this podcast does best. It gets any sort of positivity and it turns it into a murder-suicide.
My life is in your hands. Give me a 5-star rating.
And my career is in your hands. And also my friend's life. So I wouldn't kill myself, but
how
I would
you?
Come back to therapy.
Fair flips. How are you, Johnny?
I'm good. I've done a clip today, Sean. I missed a clip. Yeah. I clipped up a little video of you singing the Cats theme tune, popped it online, and so far it's had two likes, one of which is from my girlfriend.
So Johnny is the podcast's official social media guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, in case you're listening and you're wondering how the sort of roles are divvied up within the podcast, we're both co-hosts, co-creators, both, I guess, co-CEO.
Visionaries. We're the visionaries behind the pod.
Yeah, I'd say even limiting us to sort of business-like parlance is sort of, would be doing us a disservice. We're more like we're more like prophets, really.
Yeah.
But within the prophets, I'm the one who edits the episodes.
Yeah.
And posts and writes the copy and names them. And I believe I've booked every guest.
Yeah.
And
No. Sophie, my girlfriend, that was me.
Of course,
and
that was a lot of admin.
I had to call an agent.
You're the one who booked the guest who lives with you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it was difficult. It was a strenuous conversation with her agent saying, you cannot go on this show, Sophie. It will ruin your career. You cannot. And me going, come on. Just fucking come on the podcast. We need your star appeal.
Sean's found a knife and I think he might use it this time. And what's your... And your job is you're like the promotions guy on the
podcast.
I'm the
social media manager, content creator. I'm just wandering around in the digital world, creating a buzz, and I'm the digital guy. I'm the digital guru.
Yeah. And so today you've made a clip. When was the last time you made a clip for the podcast? By the way,
until yesterday didn't know how to make a clip.
So I'm starting to understand these numbers a bit better now. Our podcast numbers. We've got a social media guru who doesn't know how to make clips.
I don't know what TikTok is, truly. But I now know how to make clips. So the point is, we can make clips. But I listened back to the ep, last week's ep, and there was nothing clippable. We don't say funny things, Sean.
Okay. Well, at least, look, that's the problem with life, isn't it? You solve one problem and another one emerges. And because in a way, I was happier, I think, living in the sort of belief that you knew how to make clips, but were choosing not to. Instead, what I've learned is you now know how to make clips, but
and
we're not providing
easy.
Any. We're not.
They're
yeah,
very easy to make a clip, so I can do them. But the thing is, you watch the clips online on all the successful good podcasts. Someone saying like "do do boom boom," and then at the end they say something funny, and then they're out. We never do. It's so surreal and rambling and weird with us that we're not. We're like Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
you have to listen to the full.
We work over an album.
Yeah,
we don't.
Yeah.
We're not a singles podcast.
We're not a singles podcast.
We're not, you know.
We're not Beyonce or Kesha. We are, you know, we're the Beatles, man. We're the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles, who famously never had any memorable individual songs.
No. What? Yeah, the Beatles. I overheard someone in a pub say, the Beatles didn't do one good song. And I just hated him so much.
The Beatles didn't do one good song?
Yeah, and he was singing in that way and we thought he was cooler than the Beatles. And I just thought, you're such a... You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, someone's like, oh, yeah, the Beatles, man, they're overrated, they're too... And you just think, they're good, aren't they? The Beatles are good.
Yeah, everyone knows the Beatles are good.
The Beatles,
everyone knows the Beatles
failing
are good.
Better. These are the sort of cultural iconography that shapes and determines the world we live in.
I'd love it if... I'd love it if in the future there's like a failing better walking tour.
It's probably more like a
failing better sprinting tour. You've got to get away from here. I was driving actually through London last week, and I was somewhere I hadn't been before. I'd never driven this part of town or whatever, and there was just loads of people milling around on this random street. And I was like, what the fuck are you all doing here? And they wouldn't get out the way. They were on the zebra crossing and they wouldn't get out the way. And I was like honking. I go, what are you all doing? It was Abbey Road. I was literally driving down Abbey Road. And I was trying to get people off the zebra crossing yeah. from the Beatles really, album cover.
Were you really beeping at them?
Yeah, I was just like, get out of the way, you fucking...
London has infected your soul. If you're just because they're allowed to walk on a zebra crossing.
Absolutely, there is no law against what they were doing, but they were stopping and doing like selfies and
TikToks. That would be quite
and
annoying.
And I was like, I am trying to get to a gig. Actually, I've got to get to Spalding and die on my ass if you don't mind.
And you are a busy chap, you know.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you stop and take a picture there?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I beeped, I actually stopped on the crossing, got out, did a couple selfies, did a dance.
You've been editing your special, so you've been sort of Abbey Roading it yourself.
Yeah, well, I've been Abbey Roading it. And some would say I've been Jonathan Pelhaming it, because I've been making clips.
Clip, talk.
God. Have you started the timer yet, by the way, for this episode?
Yeah, we've got 18 minutes left.
It is dragging already.
It feels a rough one. I'm feeling hungry. But crucially, I'm not talking about this podcast being any sort of brown liquid.
Okay, cool. That won't make sense if you didn't listen to the last episode. And if you did listen to the last episode, still might not make that much sense. I mean, I don't know exactly what he's talking about.
It's an album. We work as an album. You've got to listen to all 50 episodes to fully understand.
This will make sense. This will make sense at the end of this episode.
Oh, God. You're putting a lot of pressure on us.
I finished editing my special at the world-famous Pinewood Studios.
Ooh. Why was it there? That feels a very grandiose place to do a special.
Well, that's where they work, the production company that made my special, and are making yours, I believe. They're filming yours.
They are, yes.
Yeah, they have an office at Pinewood. It was really exciting. People building sets and, you know,
that is
people saying
cool.
Action and cut and what's he doing here and, you know, put some trousers on for the love of God. It was very exciting. And actually, I want to say this for the first time ever. I want to say this publicly. I think my special isn't shit. Because I've been living my life the last 4 months thinking I've got a really shit special in the can. I don't know what to do about it because it was a really difficult show. There was a lot of stuff going on, and I came off feeling very upset about how it went. But actually, it is a bit rough around the edges, but in a way, I think that might make it more interesting. So I look forward to sharing it with the world.
Well, I guess it makes it feel like more like a live event when it goes a bit wrong.
It's definitely more of a live event. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a special where the comedian is openly saying, "You are the worst audience I've ever faced," and meaning it.
That must have been such a shit. You must have felt so bad after that special.
Yeah, I hated it. I was so depressed. And actually, I only felt good when I was there on the day, the other day. Because I was because for the first time, I wasn't just watching it alone with dread. I was watching it with other people in a room and they were laughing. And there was a point where I went, oh, I'm actually quite funny sometimes.
Sean,
which
question.
I do think you need reminding of that sometimes as a comedian.
Do you think they're laughing with you or at you?
I'm not one of those comedians who mind. Some people go, no, they have to be laughing with me. We have to all be on the same page. Look, I've often been on stage and been getting huge laughs and genuinely thought, have I got like cum on my shirt or something? Like they're really laughing hard because I don't really know if I'm that good, but
I've got another question for you, Sean. How funny do you think it would be if you had cum on your shirt? If you had cum on your shirt, how much of it would go, this is amazing?
Also, how obvious would it be that it was cum? Yeah. It could be anything. But so seriously, though, it was cum, and that is why they were laughing. The special is out later this year, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you very much.
My news this week is I fell off the wagon hard. I've not been drinking.
Yeah, your dry January. You sent me a very sad string of text messages at about 1 a.m.
Did that what did I say?
Oh no, it wasn't at 1 a.m. I think it was the next day. You went, I got absolutely rat ass last night. Johnny's been, as usual, very pious about his dry January. He goes, yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to drink again. And you know what else? I don't eat meat. I don't know how to edit a clip. All this shit that you say, like I'm supposed to be impressed. Like I don't know who you really are.
Everyone,
let me read my message from you.
Everyone who eats meat around me now, I start saying that cow probably had a name and also has a soul. I'm really a horrible person. And I've eaten meat for 31 years of my life and have stopped 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know what? That liver of yours probably had a name. Let me have a look. Sorry, this is not interesting. Me looking for a message from you that probably isn't even that funny. I can't be bothered. Well, so what happened? That's the key thing. What happened?
Basically,
what broke the fortress?
I got negative feedback on a work project, which I can't really talk about, but it was damning. Like,
okay,
it was hilariously damning. How
was
negative.
It? Was it a review of this podcast?
I wish it was something I'd worked on for like. I've been working really hard recently, like getting up at like, you know, noon, working till 2. It's been exhausting how hard I've been working. But I've generally been working like relatively long hours for me. Mm. And the feedback was terrible. I just thought, I have to get pissed.
Was it a TV project? Are you allowed to say? Or was
It was like a scripted thing. Yeah. And it's fair to say, the script was not positively received. And then, you know, when you've just got nothing, because I'd been working really hard on it, and then and so I just thought, I need to have a drink, and all I'd eaten that day was a chocolate croissant. I just got
Johnny, the way you live your life, man.
I just got so shit faced.
What time was it?
It was probably like 4 or 5 PM. I started drinking, and I only
drank. Just at home?
So you
receive an email. What it said, but
chat,
it says something like.
It was a chat.
Was it a Zoom chat?
Yeah.
Okay. So they basically called you. They called you on Zoom. And they said, "Johnny, we've got your script. Just to let you know, they tend to be longer than 3 pages. Also, there already is a show called The Office. You're gonna have to start again." And you went, "That took me 2 years. That script."
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And then I went. I thought, and then I sort of walked around in a circle for a bit. You know, when you just can't quite work out what to do.
Is this during the call?
Yeah. Just like
on camera.
And then, you know, you have that. You know, when someone gives you really shit feedback, you have that polite bit where you go, "Well, yeah, thanks for the feedback. That's really positive, because it's actually positive. Because it's now we know that what I've done hasn't worked, and we can flip it on its head and really get cracking again."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had that bullshit thing, and then left and was just like, "God, I feel awful." Walked around my village for a bit, and then just went to the pub, and then just started drinking. Like, "I'll just have a drink." And like,
this is such a great image of you on your own, really staring down the barrel here. I mean, it feels like you're in a very bad place.
I was in the darkness. And then Sophie eventually came to join me. And I'm blackout drunk from like 9 PM. I can't remember anything that happened. Apparently, I was talking to a podcaster and a therapist in the corner of the beer garden. And at like 10:30, I just casually said to them, "I'm really sorry, I'm enjoying this conversation, but I'm going to have to leave it now because I'm so drunk, I can't really understand what you're saying."
Oh, God, I think you were having a bad one. You had a bad one, didn't you?
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember it. So I can't remember getting home. Apparently, once I demanded Sophie make me pasta when I got home. Like, make me pasta.
Johnny, this is bad. This is really bad.
And then,
what happened then? What day was this?
This was like 2 days ago. Monday,
okay.
It would have been.
Okay. So we're still pretty fresh off this. Have you had a drink since then?
No, I'm back on the old not drinking train.
Great. But
it was because the hangover was so bad. The hangover. Yeah. So I wake up at like 6 AM. I need to just go to. You know when you wake up and your head is pounding, I thought, "I'm going to just go to the toilet." I walk to the toilet. My dog has done a shit on the carpet.
Of course.
So I just. She never does it. It's like it's a. He's not shit in the house, he like sicked up. So I just like squelch into the shit, not seeing it on the floor.
Can I just say, when you say she never does this, she hasn't shit in the house in like 6 months. That implies that she has shit in the house before.
Yeah, but she's like 50. When a puppy, she shit. But now she's a mature, sensible, incredibly wise dog.
Sure.
We've made a joint decision that she shouldn't poo in the house anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that time, because she was ill, she was not able to make it. So I understand where she's... I'm empathic towards my dog. I think she's a lovely dog. But that time, I was hungover. I wanted the world to end. And I just felt shit squelch. I felt something squelch between my toes. And it was just shit seeping up. That was bad. I started screaming. Sophie started screaming. Everyone was screaming.
Your relationship is just hell. You are in hell right now.
And we're yelling at the dog. The dog has no memory of shit. And he's like, "Why is everyone yelling at me? I'm just a beautiful dog." And then I'm like hopping to the bath to try and like wipe, clean the shit off my face. hanging out my ass.
And let's face it, the feedback is going through your head nonstop. That's not gone.
This shit is the perfect metaphor for yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling low. I've got shit on the sole of my foot. And then the next door, just so hungover, the next door neighbors are moving house. And they started doing up their ceiling. So there's drilling from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. all day. There's just someone drilling. And my head's aching. It's just awful. And then Harriet Kemsley comes to fucking stay.
I mean, that's the last thing you need. It's like having Taz come round.
And I love how she's a guest on the show.
The walking wrecking ball herself.
Oh, man. And actually, it was all right, but it was a brutal... It was brutal.
Look, I'm really sad that it had to be that. That was the reason that was the catalyst for it. But I knew you'd fall off the wagon, and I knew it would be hard. And I've got to say, it does give me a bit of joy to sort of hear it. It does give me a bit of joy because I don't like that old Johnny, that kind of like, oh, I'm never going to drink again. I've lost all this weight. I'm working really hard. Like, this is the Johnny that I think the public have fallen in love with. You know, I ate some freaking Velcro earlier. I can't swallow properly. I think I've got three balls. See you later. That's the Johnny we love, you know?
I'm off. But this is a question I had for you. What is a good vegetarian hangover cure? Because all I wanted was like grease and I'd get like a bacon sandwich or a full English. But I was like, what is the...
Just get vegetarian versions.
But it has like, vegetarian full English has like spinach on it.
Not necessarily.
Well, the place I did was like, I just loads of stuff. I was like, this is...
Or just get an omelette or something like that. The key is always carbs. And carbs are not affected by vegetarianism or even veganism. Just get a shit ton of chips or hash browns in your gob. Yeah. That's what I do.
That's sensible. But it was a brutal brutal morning. But then Harriet coming was actually really lovely.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. We should get her back on the podcast.
We should. She owes you an apology, actually. Because...
Does she?
Because she was allergic to my dog, even though my dog was hypoallergen, whatever the fuck that word is.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to you that when you were looked after her dog, that you got really ill from it, and she told you to shut up because you couldn't be allergic to a hypoallergenic dog.
Yeah, but she says that to me regardless of what's going on or the situation, because... She's got a bit mad. She just goes, you can't be allergic. It's a hypoallergenic dog. I go, Harriet, we're trying to drive down the street here.
But she said to me, officially, she owes you an apology, so she'd go get that from her.
Okay.
I'll send an email.
Should I send her... How much longer have we got on this episode?
6 minutes.
I'm going to send her a little... I'm going to send her a message now. Maybe by the end of this episode, we'll have got an official apology from Harriet Kemsley.
Yeah.
Hi, Harriet. Just speaking... to Johnny, I understand you have an apology for me.
Let's see. And honestly, I think this will speak a lot about Harriet's character. If she isn't big enough to apologise in the next 6 minutes, I mean, she's a disgrace, isn't she?
Yeah, and that's going to be the main talking point of the episode that she's on. And to be honest, even if she's in a meeting, if she goes, I was in a meeting, I would break a meeting for this if I got a message like this.
Absolutely.
I've never had to apologise for anything in my life, so I suppose I don't know what she's going through. Must be hard.
What do you think's the worst thing you've ever done, Sean?
Bloody good question, that. What's the worst thing? What, like, morally, you mean?
I guess morally, but within... Like, if you say... I guess the same vow you have as a therapist, where if anyone says they've actually done harm... to others or to themselves, you have to call the police. So with that as a...
Oh my God, she's replied.
What she said?
Thank God, I don't have to admit to that murder I did. wait. She's... right, she sent me a picture of her dog.
Yeah.
With the word, never. She will never apologise. Okay, I'm going to send her another message. What shall I say? Shall I say you're a coward? Is that too strong?
No, I don't think it's wrong to say you're a fucking coward.
You're a fucking coward. You're a fucking coward, and this is all being recorded.
Please do give us a 5-star review.
You want me to say that to her? Please give us a 5-star review.
Now, if you have any availability to come on the podcast, if you can make it in the next 4 minutes, you can...
Also, would you like to come on the podcast?
We've got 4 minutes left of this episode if you fancy diving on.
She says, how do you record a text message? Impossible. Bloody hell, she's a smart one. She's
maybe
wily,
she should
like
be
a
social media manager. She
also, would you like to come on our podcast? We're recording for another 4 minutes.
I mean, if this isn't 5-star content, I don't know what the fuck you want, guys.
If this isn't 5-star content, then please can you tell us what is 5-star content, and we'll try and be as good as that.
Sean, this is a big question. Do you think there's been anything this episode that's been clippable? I would say no. I don't think we've said anything funny in a concise manner.
Would you like to... Sorry, I'm just still in this thing with Harriet. Would you like to come on our podcast? We're recording for another 4 minutes. And she wrote, what now? Yeah, like right now.
and then also say to her, if you do come on, can you make sure you've got some clippable content?
If you do come on, can you... tell us a story that is clippable, shall we say?
Because my story wasn't amusing. It was just about how Anna Hank. It didn't lead to anything.
We're worried our pod isn't clippable. Are we allowed to say this has got... she's a special guest on this episode and tag her in this?
I think we should.
Definitely counts, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we send a text to Ramesh. Who's the most famous person?
I read his book the other day. I found it in a charity shop, and I read his book. Because me and Ramesh started out at the same time. He was a really good friend of mine for years. Obviously, now he doesn't return my calls because he's too busy being in Hollywood or whatever.
Well, I think every week we mention someone. I think basically we send a text to the most famous person in our contact list, and then we at them in the episode description.
Right, Harriet has just said, yeah, I'll try, but one of my hands is wet nail varnish. One of them.
Shall I invite her?
Are you messaging in the middle of the record? Yes.
Shall I send her
an
email?
We are recording. Yeah, send her a Zoom link. Did you just... Okay. Johnny, your camera's gone.
Of course it has.
Are you sending her an email?
Yeah, I'm inviting her to the Zoom.
Okay. How much longer of this episode's left?
We've got 2 minutes.
Okay. Maybe if you try and... she's just said, maybe if you try and focus on the pod, you'll have more clippable content. Okay, who are you? One of our Patreons?
And then said, no, you're not. We should be. My money you're earning these days. Fucking hell.
Hey, I'm going to just say, hey, that's not nice. Look, we've got 1 minute left. Let's hope that she comes and joins the conversation.
I've sent her the email.
This is exciting, isn't it, listeners?
Is it Harriet Kemsley at Hotmail? Actually, maybe I shouldn't give her email out. Like, she has a few emails, so there's a chance she's not. To say, have you received our email?
Have you received our email? Have you received our email?
Send it, it's to the Hotmail one.
It's... I'm going to have to edit out that.
No,
she's just written, oh, for God's sake. I think she's coming on the pod. Listeners, hang on to your butts. I think we're about to have a guest. Okay, 1 minute. Is that how long we've got?
We've got 10 seconds left.
She's going to have to come on. Sorry, we've finished recording.
I think that's very funny. She comes on, she says, hello, we have to go.
Yeah, we'll just ask her for a quick clippable quote, and then we'll say that's been the episode. Ask her if she's got anything to plug. Easy.
That's the time.
Right, that's the time. Now, did you put 30 minutes or did you put...
I put 25 minutes, but we've already been recording for a few minutes. I think
I think we can go a couple more minutes, can't we?
Maybe, but Harriet has to hurry up because it's frankly unprofessional.
Yeah, this is really bad from Harriet. This is really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I honestly, she gets on a few TV shows, it's going to her head a bit.
She's a different woman.
I basically just need, I just need my apology, and then she can go.
Yeah, I think we need a minute clip that can go viral on the socials, an apology for you, and then we're out of here.
Yeah, that, I mean, look, it's, we're not asking for much, are we?
So that's a
it's
minute
not an ambush. It's not
She's
an ambush.
A minute 30. She's got a minute 30. Apologise, make us go viral, get off.
Okay. Well, we haven't got that long left. Actually, I need to talk to you about this weird position I'm in. I bought some tracksuit bottoms today, and that's not it, but fair enough. Bought some tracksuit bottoms today, just tried them on. Yeah. Freaking security tag still on. Right on the crotch as well. All metal, right on my ding-dong.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have to bring it back tomorrow. But here's my problem, Johnny. I've been in this exact situation before a few years ago, and it was much more difficult than you'd think, because I remember I bought a suit jacket from John Lewis. They'd left the security tag on, and they'd... And when I said, oh, I bought this yesterday, can you just take this off? They thought, well, have you just... They said, I think you've just ripped the tags off this and you're trying to shoplift.
Oh, wow, that's very complicated.
Yeah, but which also is sort of like a masterclass in shoplifting. So if you're planning on shoplifting, listeners, that's how you do it.
It's not that much of a masterclass, though, because they rumbled you instantly. They instantly knew... I mean, you'd not done that, but had you been doing that, they would have been like...
Yeah, I know.
They're actually, it's not a masterstroke coming. I mean, Harriet is just taking...
Yeah, she's taking the piss a bit. She's taking the piss.
I don't know what you're doing about that, Sean. Was it a nice tracksuit?
It fits like a glove. Just the bottoms.
Just on your hand.
They fit like a glove, but unfortunately they're meant to be trousers.
There's your clippable content. I mean,
there's your clippable. There you go. Let that go viral.
No, it's shit.
Not shit. Shut up, Johnny. We're about to get TV's Harriet Kemsley on here, and she's going to give me a formal apology.
Harriet Kemsley, where the fuck is she? This episode's called Harriet Kemsley, where the fuck is she? I like that as a title.
I don't think we could do that if she doesn't appear. I think she's got 1 minute to get on here. Or
this is like waiting for Gaddo.
Gaddo? Goddo.
Goddo, I was Richard Gadd did Gaddo, didn't he? Did he?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah.
I suppose it's like both of them. Oh, God. Right, I think we should just end this episode. Shall I just send her a message and just go, don't bother, we've stopped?
It feels so sad. I think I'm really up for the prank of her working really hard to get on and then shutting off instantly.
I don't think it's nice to prank people.
No, pranks are funny. People love pranks.
She could be a guest in the next episode. How about that?
All right, yeah, that actually would help because I've got nothing to talk about in the next episode.
Listeners, listen into the next episode to find out, did Harriet Kemsley appear on the pod? We're about to find out. And if this works, why have we been wasting time trying to get guests sort of weeks in advance? Well, we could basically just decide to get a guest at 5 minutes notice and they'll appear on. I mean, that's the beauty of Zoom, I suppose.
And also, if there's anything you think is clippable, do write in.
Yeah. Which bit do you think is clippable? And are you willing to do the clip?
I think none of it.
Look, please do give us a 5-star review rating. Thank you to our new Patreons. If you want to support the podcast, if you want to hear more of this quality.
For only £3 a month, you probably get like 40 patron. Harriet Kelmsey's entered the waiting room.
Oh my God. Right, listeners, this is it. Do we end this one and start the next one immediately?
I don't know.
She's connecting on audio. She's going to eat those words about that dog. Hello?
She's got the dog.
She's got her dog with her. Hi, Harriet. How are you?
Watch out, Sean. I think it's sneezy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we only called you on here because I wanted an apology. And my understanding is that you might be giving me one. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Never apologise.
Why?
Wow.
Look, what I said I was sorry behind your back. I don't want to apologise. That wasn't intended for you to hear.
Johnny said that's a good point.
It was behind your back, to be fair.
This is ridiculous. Johnny said to me just now on the podcast, Harriet owes you a formal apology. I forgot to tell you. She said, I owe Sean an official apology.
I said, I feel bad because I'm really sneezing and I was really mean to Sean when he was sneezing and said he was allergic to the dog. And I said, you're not allergic to the dog, Sean. It's hypoallergenic dog. How can you possibly be allergic? stop making it up. And then I got really cross with you. But then they have a hypoallergenic dog, and then I was sneezing.
I think that, first of all, the fact that you got angry at me, I'm glad that you admit that, because, first of all, that's ableist. And secondly, that's, I mean, it's actually gaslighting in a way. Because why would you shout? That's victim blaming. Why would you shout at someone who's sneezing a lot? Because you said you got angry.
Sometimes victims are annoying.
That's wow. The clippable content.
There we go. We just wanted one clip.
Oh,
Harriet,
victims are annoying.
You've been an amazing guest on the pod. Have you got anything you want to plug? Anything at all you want to plug? What are you up to, Harriet? Anything you want to plug?
I don't want anyone that listens to this podcast to come and see me.
We get great listeners.
No, well, I'm recording my show next week on Monday, so that would actually be helpful.
This one's coming out on Tuesday.
No, wait, the week after. No, the week after that.
What's the date of it? What's the date of it?
Monday 6th.
Monday 6th of March. Well, there you go. Monday the 6th of March. Go see Harriet, one of the funniest comedians, recording her special. Phoenix Arts Centre, right?
Yes.
Very funny, very mean. And also, Harriet, Barack Obama recently said this is his favourite podcast to listen to. So, just something for you to think about there.
Yeah, it's just something for you to think about there, Harriet,
Where did
actually.
He say that?
He said it in Vogue recently.
In Vogue magazine?
Yeah.
What other podcasts did he list?
He just said this, and then he listened to this on repeat. He said if he's working out or he has an important business meeting he needs to prepare for, he'll listen to Feeling Better.
Yeah.
So that's...
But I feel like he doesn't really fail, so why would he listen to it?
Because he says that, for him, he says that listening to people like us allows him to connect with real America /
Makes him feel better, yeah.
No.
All right, this conversation's over. Get her out of this room. Get her out of it. Get her out of here, Johnny.
I'm not leaving. It took me ages to log on to this.
Why did it take you ages? All you had to do was...
Do you want to be a guest on the next pod? Which
you
is
be a Harry
doing
no!
Half...
No, I don't.
We're ending. This one has to end.
This one's already over.
We're over.
I was just sat. I had one nail varnished hand. Look, it's gone. I tried to paint it with circles. It's gone really badly.
Why have you got one nail varnished hand? What's going on?
I was in my own private space, just living my life. I didn't expect to be interrupted by you guys. I wasn't wearing trousers. I had to find trousers and then
Harry, you're aware that we can't see your bottom half.
Yeah, but I don't trust it. I don't know what kind of cameras you guys have got. I've travelled all the way back from Manchester to South London, and then this is what happened.
Well, you've been a brilliant guest. It's great to have you back on the pod, Harriet. Do go
it was
see
lovely
her.
Lovely seeing
special,
you today, Harriet.
Special record.
Never again. I'm thanks. Blocking you both.
Okay, thanks. And
you don't have allergies. You were just upset.
Bye, Harriet.
What do you
bye.
Mean I'm upset? You think I sneeze when
crying.
I'm upset?
You were just crying.
I was crying. Why was I crying? Because I was at your party. I was crying. I was with my friends, Harriet and Bobby, and your freaking horrible dog that did shit all over my flat.
Well, Johnny knows about that as well.
Yeah, Johnny does know about that. Actually, we talked about that earlier in this episode, Harriet. You'd have turned up on time.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how late you were.
Well, I literally just got back from Manchester. I was with you this morning, Johnny.
What are you talking about, like, coming back from Manchester is such a hardship? It's like 3 hours.
I left. When did I leave yours? At 10:30. I just walked through my door, like, literally half an hour ago.
Did you go in the wrong direction?
Wait, you weren't wearing trousers on the whole drive. Harriet, you just can't keep your story straight.
I got the train. I don't wear trousers on the train.
I got the train. First class.
That's what you get in first class, the ability to not wear trousers.
I don't travel first class.
Harriet, thank you so much for being a guest on this
I'm
podcast.
I'm not going.
Well, their podcast is over. We'll have a chat in the interim. In the meantime, do you want to give a shout out to our Patreons, Harriet?
Hi. Why is it different than your regular people? Oh, because they give you money.
Yeah. They're the lifeblood of the podcast.
That's good. Well, that's
they're the lifeblood of the big, warm, supportive family that is Feeling Better. Oh, cool. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.